Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 151. Apple launches third generation AirPods, Tuesday, October 26th. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. We will give you the Apple news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the upcoming launch of the AirPods 3rd generation, which were part of the recent Unleashed event held from Apple Park this week. You can order them today, and they are launching Tuesday, October 26th. Previously, in episode 150, we reviewed the new 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, with all new generation M1 Pro and M1 Max silicon chips. We also mentioned the launching date coming Monday, October 25th, of macOS Monterey operating system. We will go more in depth about this operating system in upcoming episodes of the Mac Minutes Podcast when people have a chance to download the program. Let's now look at the game-changing new third-generation AirPods, starting with the all-new design. The improvements in the music and design are superior. I'll outline them for you in depth. AirPods are lightweight and offer a contoured design. They sit at just the right angle for comfort and to better direct audio to your ear. The stem is 33% shorter than AirPods second generation and includes a force sensor to easily control music and calls. Apple has designed the AirPods to sit at just the right angle of comfort. Unlike the AirPods Pro, the AirPods 3rd generation do not have silicone tips and are instead tipless like the original AirPods. They're just about the same length as the AirPods Pro, but aren't quite as wide. Let's move on to spatial audio with dynamic head tracking. Sound is placed all around you to create an immersive, three-dimensional listening experience for music, TV shows, and movies. Gyroscopes and accelerometers in the AirPods work together to track your head movements, so it sounds like you're in the center of songs and scenes. The AirPods support AAC-ELD, a speech codec that brings full HD voice quality for FaceTime calls. Beamforming microphones also block out ambient noise and focus on the user's voice during calls and for Siri commands. This is an important feature with many of us using FaceTime for both business and pleasure. With adaptive equalization, music is automatically tuned to suit the shape of your ear. Inward-facing microphones detect what you're hearing, then adjust low and mid-range frequencies to deliver the rich details in every song. I especially like the spatial audio feature. Spatial audio with dynamic head tracking brings theater-like sound from the movie or video you're watching, so that sound seems like it's coming from all around you. There's a skin detect sensor that can tell you if the AirPods are in your ear or in your pocket, and playback is paused when they're removed. Next feature I noticed right away, there is a longer battery life. Next feature is another game changer. There is a longer battery life. AirPods have an extra hour of battery life compared with AirPods second generation for up to 6 hours of listening time and up to 4 hours of talk time. An enhanced skin detect sensor accurately turns AirPods on or off, preserving the battery when necessary. With just 5 minutes of charge, you'll get around an hour of listening or talk time. And the MagSafe charging case delivers more than 30 hours of battery life and is compatible with MagSafe and wireless chargers. I'd probably be safe to say that a large percent of us use the AirPods for recreational activities. They are sweat and water resistant. Both AirPods and the MagSafe charging case are rated at IPX4 water resistant, so they'll withstand from rain to heavy workouts. Also, each successive model is easier and easier to connect. AirPods 3rd generation have one-touch, quick-device switching with audio sharing support. Nothing frustrates me more than losing valuable time recreating when I have to connect my device to Bluetooth. That is why I stay with Apple and work because they work easily, and these even more. You can say they are magical, and it is due to the H1 chip. Setup is effortless. Pull them out of the case and they're ready to use. Automatically switch between your Apple devices. In-ear detection knows the difference between your ears and other surfaces. Announce notification with Siri gives you the option to have Siri read your notification through your AirPods. And with audio sharing, you and a friend can easily share a song or show between any two sets of AirPods. Let's now take some time and look at the internal features. The AirPods are equipped with a custom high excursion driver and a high dynamic range amplifier that work together to deliver powerful bass and clean high frequencies. Apple also uses these technologies in the AirPods Pro. Dual beamforming mesh-covered microphones cut down on the sound of the wind and ambient noise to ensure your voice sounds clear to the person on the other end of the call. Now to the force sensor. There is a force sensor built into the stem of the AirPods, which is also an AirPods Pro feature. With the force sensor, a single press, double press, or triple press can be used for media playback. A single press will play or pause audio. A double press will skip forward, and a triple press will skip backward. Pressing on the AirPod stem can answer an incoming call, and hanging up can be done with a double press. A press and hold activates Siri. The box comes with a lightning to USB cable. The cost is $179 US and is worth to buy new or to upgrade. They are available for pre-order now, and again, they launch on Tuesday, October 26th. It's a great present for that special person during the holidays. Next week, we start off with the launch Monday of macOS Monterey, and Tuesday we'll bring the AirPods third generation. So our coverage of the Apple Unleashed keynote event will continue, but we will go back to our regular production schedule and expect we'll be talking next week about macOS Monterey. If you have some questions about this presentation or any of the new hardware, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are on social media, at Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to check out and join the Facebook Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. So that's all we have for the Mac Minutes podcast. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Be safe, be nice, and have a great day. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk with you soon.